This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, welcome back to The Pulse. Ali Johan and Off Neil Ting tonight, selecting new music and presenting some news in the music world. We've covered a lot on the local and regional ground, you know, drive-in concert in Jakarta. Let us know if you would go to one, if we had one in Malaysia. The poll is up on Instagram stories. We'd love to hear from you. And also earlier, Lok's new single, In Time for Malaysia Day.
Yeah, Selamatkan Legacy.
Legacy, yeah. Now we're going to go on to a quick fire news segment that we call...
By the way, musicians are premiering their music on TikTok.
Oh no.
Yeah, the exclusive premieres of singles it's an art form on itself, right? The quality of music aside, the way you drop your single is equally as important as the song itself. You have your Apple Music exclusives, Tidal exclusives, even Jay-Z's Samsung deal. Mm. But there's a new player on the streets, a rather unsurprising one this year at least, and that's TikTok, who is slowly but surely gaining a competitive edge in the music world. Musicians are waking up to the power of TikTok, with Roddy Ricch's The Box and Megan Thee Stallion's Savage as prime examples of going viral. Well, extremely viral, actually, thanks to TikTok. But now, instead of just using TikTok to increase the popularity of singles with, let's just say, a viral dance, musicians are starting to drop their singles exclusively on TikTok before releasing it officially on other streaming platforms. And this is currently being attempted by David Guetta and Sia, who have a new song together called Let's Love, but they've decided to premiere 15 seconds of the new single on TikTok ahead of their official release so that fans can, you know, feature that in their videos.
Wow.
And yeah, it's pretty cool that the first place that you can listen to that track is on TikTok. BTS also did something similar back in February by premiering a clip of their new single on the platform ahead of its official release. What was seen as an app for lip syncing has now become a very serious competitor for music streaming sites, and it wouldn't be surprising for more artists to do the same, making TikTok even stronger in the future.
That's right, and 15 seconds of a teaser of a single sounds like a good way to market your music, right?
Yeah, just throw in a viral dance and there you go, another viral hit.
Yeah. By the way, the long-awaited music event Vans Musicians Wanted is returning this year for the 2020 installment, and this time it's going fully virtual. So it means it's an open concept as opposed to having local competitions in each ASEAN country like before. Now, bands can submit songs all throughout September to the end of this month. And they will be handpicked by a panel of esteemed judges comprising of Anderson .Paak,
wow,
New York-based rapper Bohan Phoenix, singer-songwriter Niloufar Yanya, along with rapper JID and also the Vans global music marketing head Tierney Stout. I think eventually 5 finalists will be shortlisted. And if your band is one of the 5, you stand a chance to get 1-year album distribution provided by Universal Music's digital arm SpinUp. Also, your songs will be playlisted on Vans Spotify and Apple Music, and also have your music on like other online libraries. You get some Fender goodies, who are also sponsors of this competition this time. And then on top of that, if you win this entire thing, you have the opportunity to share the stage with Anderson .Paak as the opening act in his concert in 2021.
Wow.
Among other things. Yeah, it's back. VMW, the last time we saw the local competition, it had about 500 to 600 entries. You know, it's going to be interesting to see the APAC region, how many bands are going to enter from Indonesia, Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, and
so on. Seeing how the judges are Jit and Anderson .Paak, I think we will see lots of rappers this time around.
I know, you know what I was thinking? I had the pleasure of judging the Malaysian Musicians Wanted competition a couple of years back. So going from an Ali Johan to an Anderson .Paak, I think...
Same level, right?
No, I think they have gone up, which is great.
BFM's Ali Joe.
And Anderson .Paak in the same line. How about that?
By the way, the next piece of news is a pretty obvious one, I think, for vinyl hits, because vinyl sales have increased during the lockdown.
Guilty.
According to a new report from Discogs, vinyl sales have shot up by more than 30% compared to 2019 figures. More than 5.8 million records were sold on the Discogs platform alone from January to June this year. And this will definitely contribute to the steady incline of vinyl sales. With the introduction of digital music files, the industry feared the eventual decline of physical music replaced by streaming, of course, but vinyl sales seems to be growing stronger and stronger each year, making it the unlikely underdog format of choice. Although once seen as a niche for hobbyists, records are becoming more mainstream and is sure to be around for a very long time. I mean, I was just walking around Popular Bookstore the other day and they are selling turntables and records.
Popular Bookstore selling turntables. Popular Bookstore, yeah. That's great.
But I think also Bandcamp and other platforms are really doing what they can to support musicians. So they are not taking a cut at all. All your profits will either go to different organizations that support either the Black Lives Matter movement or giving those profits directly to the artists so that they can recoup all their losses from not touring. So I guess it's... now is the best time to buy records.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, since MCO and when we were locked up at home, I did some vinyl shopping too. And it seems like it's inevitable. You're at home and you want to do something. And okay, go out and buy a record lah. So it's like, I don't know why it made me feel better. But, you know, it did take some time for the postage to arrive, the parcel. But yeah. I mean, I am part of the statistic. Sadly.
I'm guilty too. But I only bought two.
We just love it, right?
Yeah.
By the way, some announcement on virtual live gigs. Recently reported on Malaysia Kini is the announcement of an ASEAN Music Showcase Festival that's set to go on for 2 days this month on the 19th and the 20th of September. It's a free live stream festival showcasing a lineup consisting of music from Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, Thailand and the Philippines. So a total of 20 bands from around the region, and the rundown will be something like one band featured per hour.
Mm-mm.
So this fest is actually put together by leading organizers in each of these countries. They've teamed up to give us a virtual Southeast Asian music experience, and what more with a lineup of Malaysian bands that are pretty diverse and eclectic. So it's always a good thing for a festival setup to have different kinds of bands. And actually, in fact, we have on the line our local man with a plan, Mark Waihu from Soundscape Records and City Ross Festival. Mark, thanks for speaking with us tonight. Tell us, how did this idea of an ASEAN online music fest come about?
I think 3 years or so, I've been attending a lot of showcase festivals. I've been meeting the same delegates from all over the world. But last year, Bangkok Music City, I met delegates from Southeast Asian countries, which is from Philippines, Thailand, Indonesia, as well as Singapore. Most of us, we keep in touch, you know, like in a group, a WhatsApp group after the festival. So I think 3 months ago, Pai, the guy who organized the Bangkok Music City Festival, he came up with this idea that maybe we can do, like, since, I mean, during this pandemic, period, maybe we can do like a virtual festival just to promote music from the region, because it involves artists from the region. I think this idea is quite new.
Which Malaysian bands are playing? Can you describe their music, each of these bands that are playing? And how did you select the bands?
Basically, we try to curate a lineup, like a more diverse kind of lineup. Bayangan, a singer-songwriter, folk singer. There's Musike, it's like a five-piece instrumental band. Just released their album recently. So I thought this would be a good opportunity for them to showcase their music. And then after that is Budabit. Budabit is a duo, electronica duo. They play like electronic music, fusion, and plus a bit of a traditional instrument. They're based in Penang. And then last but not least, we have Golden Mammoth, a new psychedelic band. Also, they just released the album like 3 months ago. So, I mean, because of the pandemic, they don't have like a platform or avenue to promote the album. So I thought this could be like, you know, a good opportunity for them to sort of like to play the music from the new album and then get, you know, more people to hear about the album. Yeah.
Thank you to Mark Waihu, the head honcho of Soundscape Records and City Ross Festival, who are co-organizing the ASEAN Music Showcase Festival that's coming up on the 19th and the 20th of September. It's a never been done before type thing in this region, at least, ASEAN Music Showcase. You can find it online at ASEANMusicShowcaseFestival.com. You can check out the website. The details are all there. It is free, most importantly. So support your regional bands by tuning in to this one next weekend for a weekend of just regional music binge.
Yeah, I kind of miss festivals, but this is the closest that we can get.
I suppose so.
Previously, we talked about vinyl sales, and I think the title of this next song is pretty apt.
It's apt. Yeah, we got a new track by none other than Janelle Monáe. It's her first new track since her album Dirty Computer in 2018. So we're all excited for Janelle Monáe's new music. And this song is actually written for a new film that she's in called All In, The Fight for Democracy. So here we are, Janelle Monáe with Turntables, The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.